About 37,000 undocumented immigrants live in Idaho, and none of them can get a driver's license here. Lawmakers have been weighing changing that through legislation. But first, they directed a state office to study the issue and possible solutions. Rachel Cohen tells us what they found.
The report was released last week by the Office of Performance Evaluations, Idaho's legislative watchdog. Undocumented immigrants can get driving credentials in the District of Columbia and 16 states, including Washington, Utah, and Nevada. So last year, 14 Idaho lawmakers asked the office to look into this question.
Well, what have other states experienced in allowing unauthorized immigrants to drive, and would that translate to Idaho?
That's Casey Petty, the lead researcher. Lawmakers who serve agricultural communities were interested in what happens when you allow undocumented immigrants to legally drive. Do roads become safer? Does it free up the criminal justice system? Petty says there's not much data to answer those questions yet, but some of the most concrete evidence is in the benefits for immigrants themselves. With driving privileges, employment among undocumented communities increased between 1 to 2.4%. It's skewed higher in rural areas.
If you're living in a rural community, you might not have access to public transportation to get around.
Lawmakers will look over these results to see if a driver's license bill is in the cards for this legislative session. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.